Might have seen on the news last night, it's been doing the rounds for a couple of days, or at least 48 hours, and that's the WA Institute of Sport have closed the doors on the gymnastic program, or will be, at the beginning of next year, 2017. Absolutely scandalous, and we're joined now by Olivia Vivian, who's an Australian Olympian, 2008 Beijing Games. Good morning to you, Olivia.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, good, Liv.
So you've been a part of this program for a long time.
A very long time.
Absolutely shocking. And knowing that you guys, is it true you all found out on social media?
Yes. So it was, when was it? God, what day is it? I lose track during the week.
So today's Thursday, so it's probably Tuesday. Yeah.
Tuesday afternoon, on the way to training, someone sent me a link to a Facebook article. And of course, like, you know, it was sort of like waist closing gymnastics program in December. Three words came to mind, but we won't repeat that.
But you wouldn't believe, wouldn't you?
Two
wouldn't
of them
believe
were
the
what?
When you read
there?
Something on say like that, you wouldn't believe it though,
no,
would you?
It was a joke. This is a joke. Then I saw the quotes from Steve Lawrence and was like, whoa, this stuff is real. And I think, you know, we knew that there was going to be budget cuts. We knew, you know, there was going to be some changes. But athletes, families, coaches.
So there's six full-time coaches at the waist program.
Found out over Facebook on our way to training.
Disgraceful. Now, how many people would have relocated for this?
Oh, many. Waist is such an established program, especially for gymnastics. We contribute so much to the national team. Families relocate to come to waist.
You know what? It got me a little bit upset last night. Colin Barnett was asked about this. This is what he had to say.
No, it is disappointing. It's a decision that the WA Institute of Sport has taken, and they have to, I guess, decide which sports they can get the best results in. And you can't have areas of excellence in every state. I can understand I'm disappointed, but I think those decisions, hard as they can be, do need to be made.
When you talk about areas of excellence, so Australia, the seventh best performed nation at the Olympics or major championships, I'm probably talking world championships here, seventh best in the entire world.
Yeah. That's
so
pretty good.
The runs are on the board. What sports are they funneling their money into if they've decided we're not going with gymnastics anymore, even though the runs have been on the board? Do you know?
Your guess is as good as mine. Right. You know, there are a lot of sports that are, you know,
clamoring for cash.
Notch. Yeah, and it's tough times. I get that. But the thing is, I think the shocking part is there was no warning for us. You know, there was no warning for the families. There was no warning for the coaches and stuff like that. That was, I think, the most disappointing part. But gymnastics is one of the fastest growing female sports in Australia. Yeah.
My daughter loves it.
Great time to cut a program. Yeah. Let's do that. Yeah.
And the thing is, there are a lot of young girls who've been involved in this program for a long time. You know, I know a family where their daughter has been involved in the waist program for a number of years, and she's about 13.
Yep.
And now the options for them are severely limited. Either she gives up.
Yep.
Or switches, something else. A lot of training that she's done over a long period of time and dedication of the whole family.
Yes.
Or she has to move interstate. And that's not a reality for this particular family.
No, a lot of them are not going to pick up their bags and leave. And it's not just, you know, the girls that are at the Elite Institute. We have hundreds of gym clubs around WA as well who all aspire to get into that route.
That's right.
To be an Olympian.
And now that's been shut off for them.
So you guys aren't going to lie down and take this, are you? What's going to happen?
We all went to a bit of a media protest yesterday. And I think what we're trying to do is get the government involved and hopefully at least have it overturned for at least another 4 years.
Yeah, like a bit of a stay of execution so that, you know, people can prove themselves. I know the Australian team didn't qualify a team this year for the Olympics, which means that there's only one female gymnast going to Rio.
But you know what?
Do you think that has sort of cast a shadow over the sport?
Maybe. I mean,
we had those years of crap swimmers, remember? Yeah. Like we had all those champions and we had the crap. They didn't cut the swimming program.
Yeah. I think the thing is there, and I'm with Nelly, so you had poor results, you would go, well, we need to lift our game.
Absolutely.
We need to funnel some
more
money.
That's a time to put money into it.
How are we going to get this up? Because we have been successful in the past. They're actually looking at it the other way around, aren't they? They're looking at it in a way, well, we're not going, let's go with athletics and let's go with swimming and some of the other sports.
I'm not sure. You know, I get that it's a bit of a struggle, but I still remember the day where sport, you know, Australian sport, it's sort of turned away from being about the athletes. It's turned away from being about their personal development, their development of their dreams and their goals. Like I remember at the Australian Institute of Sport, it used to be all about the athletes and developing, you know, these champions for Australia. Now it's turned into a big school camp, like hoo-ha, like I was there training for the Olympic Games, and some, you know, obese school kid came in, pushed in front of me at the dining hall.
Yeah, right.
He got his chicken before I got my chicken. What is that?
So it used to be an elite training facility, and now it's more just, as you say, they're just bringing general.
Absolutely, big time. So, you know, I think sport's taken that sort of turn, and it's not about the athletes anymore. It's about business. It's about money.
Yeah.
They talk about, you know, investing money and funding into gymnastics to get, you know, a return. It's an investment. But you've got Lauren Mitchell, right?
Yeah. Who's one of the greatest gymnasts we've ever.
Absolutely. Like, you say her name instantly. Yeah. Everyone knows she's a gymnast. She's a champion. She comes from waste.
Yeah.
Okay, what better investment than something like that? You know, it's a call that we just don't understand.
And for all those little girls who are, you know, aspiring to greatness at the next Olympics and the one after that.
Well,
you know,
at the moment, their parents have to realise that they're going to either have dad working here and mum living with her over there if they can afford it.
You can't send 10-year-olds to Canberra. Like, that's just not right.
You shouldn't send anyone to Canberra.
Well, I tell you what, Olivia, what we will do is we have Colin Barnett regularly on our show. The next time we come in here, we'll hit him up and see what he's push on it, because whilst he says it's up to waste and their decisions, I'm sure he can put his hand up and be a part of this.
I do hope so.
Yeah. Hey guys, I was lucky enough to go to the Leaky Tap yesterday, which is Olivia's cafe, and she served me a sausage roll.
That's a brave move, Olivia.
Nana's recipe, and it was delicious. Sweetness with carrot. We've got onion in there, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Salt and pepper. Very simple recipe.
Yes.
But absolutely beautiful.
Well,
this
where's
is a picture of it there. She makes her own relish.
On and the scale, though, Nathan, it has to be compared to the lunch bowl sausage roll.
Oh, no. The lunch bowl sausage roll is the ultimate sausage roll. But this was bloody good. This is like an 8.5, 9.
Olivia,
like,
where's the Leaky
really
Tap?
Nice.
So the Leaky Tap is 43 Victoria Street in Mosman Park. 7 days a week as well. But I didn't tell Nathan, but I actually brought you all sausage rolls.
Oh, stop it. Olivia, you know the way to our hearts, don't you?
The only one that's over.
I love you.
We'll be flying the flag for you.
We met at Greg's charity event for the Celebrity Waiter thing, and we've been like best friends for like 2.5, 3 weeks now, haven't we?
I know. Yeah. It's a long time.
That's a long time. And Nathan
time to cut him loose.
Never.
Olivia, thank you for coming in and talking about the plight of gymnastics. We are right behind you. We definitely think this program should stay.
Yeah.
And,
good.
You know, you're a champion.
From what I hear, there is an online petition to help get it overturned. You can go to the Gymnastics Australia website that led you the way.